2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So in yesterday's episode of Project Distinct, we talked about that defense does not win championships. It's having a great offense. So what does that mean? How do you develop a game plan? And I wanted to expand on that for today's episode from the book Iconic, where I was doing the research on what did iconic leaders do, what did iconic organizations do. And part of what I stumbled into was the fact that they don't play defense. They play offense. They create an innovative game plan and they execute it. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. What does it take to understand and create a terrific game plan for your business? That's the topic of today's Project Distinct. And as usual, it's brought to you by the Ultimate Business Summit, where, by the way, you'll have the chance to work on your game plan for business at the Ultimate Business Summit. It's being held in August in Las Vegas. The program always sells out, but we got a special deal for listeners of Project Distinct. Just go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com, enter my first name, Scott, is the coupon code when you sign up for the Ultimate Business Summit. It'll save you $100. So come join us. Sign up though early, because I'm really afraid this is going to sell out and our Project Distinct listeners aren't going to get their spot. Join us at the Ultimate Business Summit. Just go to ultimatebusinesssummit.com. Grow your business, grow yourself, grow your profits, grow your productivity 10%. So what is this about the game plan, and what happens? What does that mean? Well, at its core, our game plan is both our overall strategy for success and the specific tactics we need to execute to get where we want to go. So how do you do that? Well, you can't create that innovative game plan if all you do is focus on what everybody else is delivering in your marketplace. So you have to have an awareness of the competition, but not a focus on the competition. When you choose to play the game your way, what the opponent is doing is never a primary aspect in your game plan. The week before Super Bowl 52, a story in Sports Illustrated featured the planning process that Philadelphia Eagles coach Doug Peterson employed in the attempt to win against an iconic competitor. Quote, in the pregame mayhem this week, famed reporter Peter King wrote, there is sure to be this storyline, Belichick versus Peterson, mismatch of Super Bowl 52. Peterson gets it, King wrote. He was a Louisiana high school coach 10 years ago when Belichick already had 3 Super Bowl rings. If you're not a fan of American football, the Patriots are the NFL's reigning dynasty, and Patriots coach Bill Belichick is recognized by most football experts as one of the, if not the, greatest coach in the history of the National Football League. So Coach Peterson was asked how many times he had mentioned the Patriots or Belichick to his team of coaches or the players. Zero, Peterson said. I have not. Peterson called his strategy the faceless opponent. He said, quote, I just think you can't get caught up with who's on the other side. Everybody in the NFL is good. Every team is good. I've always believed you just go about your business. You prepare. You get your team ready to go every week, and you treat it that way. It's about doing your job. That fits with a faceless opponent. Do what you've been coached to do this week. Win your matchup, the one-on-ones, and let's see what happens. Nothing else matters, so why introduce anything else? See, when you decide to approach the marketplace just like Coach Peterson approaches a football game, with that offensive mindset, it strengthens the likelihood that you can create an innovative game plan, in part because you are playing to your strengths. I read where a team of researchers developed a great piece published in the Harvard Business Review, and it was on managers playing to their strengths. It said it's the best way to reach your highest potential. One of the things the article said that struck me is this. After all, it's a rare baseball player who is equally good at every position. Why should a natural third baseman labor to develop his skills as a right fielder? Unquote. See, I think a fundamental element of what we're talking about here about playing offense is to play to the strengths of your organization and of your people, the folks on your team. You likely know the result of Super Bowl 52. The underdog Eagles beat the Patriots, and as one article said, quote, they beat the Belichick-Brady conglomerate, the greatest coach-quarterback duo in the game's history, and they did it with a backup quarterback who nearly retired in 2015 because he questioned whether he had enough enthusiasm to continue playing, unquote. By the way, after the game, Coach Peterson said, we just wanted to stay aggressive. My mentality coming into the game was to stay aggressive until the end and let playmakers make plays. That's what we have to do. In other words, we have to invest and focus on our people. We have to develop a game plan that can make a difference. We have to take offense. To attain this iconic status, this highest level of distinction, what we have to do is to enhance and play to the strengths of our team, not focus on the competition. It's interesting, too, that the Harvard Business Review report states, quote, it is a paradox of human psychology that while people remember criticism, they respond to praise. The former makes them defensive and therefore unlikely to change, while the latter produces confidence and the desire to perform better. In other words, it's about developing our team and helping them grow so they can execute our special, specific game plan where we're on the offense, where we're taking control of the situation. We're aware of the competition, but we're not focused on them. And we create the plan and tactics to win. That is a significant aspect of how you attain the highest level of distinction. Hey, by the way, just to plug the book for a second, if you haven't read it, the book is called Iconic. I was so fortunate. Forbes.com named it as one of the 10 best business books of the year last year. It came out late October. So it has been out there that long, and I'd love for you to pick it up. You just go to Amazon or wherever your favorite bookstore is and get Iconic. If you'd like more information on it, just go to the website iconicbusinessbook.com. iconicbusinessbook.com. It'll tell you all about the book. So that does it for me for today for Project Distinct. Thanks so much for listening, for subscribing and sharing, and I look forward to talking to you again with another episode of Project Distinct coming up tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out DistinctionNation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to ScottMcCain.com. Please share today's message on social media. And make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.